I'm David Ford. The Blue Ridge Music Center is located on the North Carolina-Virginia border, just south of Galax, Virginia, at mile marker 213 on the beautiful Blue Ridge Parkway. It's just about an hour's drive from the Triad area. This summer at BRMC, in addition to taking in free midday mountain musician concerts there daily, a wonderful museum, and hiking trails through some of the best scenery around, visitors can also enjoy acclaimed fiddler, banjo player, music historian, and NPR's own Paul Brown. Paul's bringing back his hugely successful radio program Across the Blue Ridge live at the Blue Ridge Music Center. Part two of the three-part series is titled Two Musical Families.
I think, David, that the key to presenting any type of music and creating, generating interest is understanding that nearly any piece of music that's worth listening to has a great story behind it. Usually there's a story of an individual, whether it's a classical composer or the tenor of the times or the life story of a traditional musician who plays the banjo. There's always a great story out there, and that's what allowed me to help generate significant interest in music traditions here at WFDD years ago. I found, to my pleasure and modest surprise, that the key audience for Across the Blue Ridge was, in fact, the NPR news and classical music audience. It wasn't the subculture of people who were already interested. Yeah, we got those folks. They know where to find their music, and they would tune in religiously every Saturday to hear this program. But the bulk of the listenership came from the public radio core audience, and that was exactly what we wanted. The way we did it, I think, was to help people understand that there are real-life stories behind all this music, and to help present those stories and the people involved.
Well, certainly your work preserving the sounds of the past and some of these great musicians who have since passed has not gone unrecognized by folks. Chester McMillan or Wayne Henderson talking with them. They thank you off air many, many times for having gone and captured these great sounds and kept these legacies alive for everybody today.
Well, speaking of Chester McMillan and his son Nicholas and their band Backstep will be on the program on August 23rd, along with Donald Clifton and the Country Boys. And that program is titled Two Musical Families. The point of this one is to present the sense of family tradition and give visitors to the Blue Ridge Music Center an understanding of how this music is passed along generation by generation. Chester McMillan came out of a musical family. He's a wonderful guitar player. He teaches music. His son, Nicholas, has taken up the fiddle. He also plays guitar, mandolin, banjo. Nick's grandpa, Dick Freeman, the late Dick Freeman, was a fabulous banjo player and also a very good fiddler. So here we've got a family in which on both sides there are multiple generations of musicians. And Backstep is a great old-time dance band, and I think people will really enjoy hearing them. As for the Country Boys with Donald Clifton, the Clifton family has a very interesting history in the area of music. Verlin Clifton, Donald's cousin, is a mandolin player. He also plays some banjo, but when you can get him to play. But Verlin's a mandolin player who is one of the last of the original, what we call, Round Peak area musicians. He was born and raised in the Round Peak community of Surrey County. Round Peak is a mountain. And that's where he grew up, and there was a very powerful tradition of string band music there. So Verlin was involved with that, of course, and grew up in the music, as did his cousin Donald. Donald went more in the bluegrass vein after starting out with some old-time string bands and has been kind of the head man of his band, the Country Boys, for many, many years. And it's a classic bluegrass style band based in North Carolina and Virginia, and I think people will really enjoy that.
Acclaimed fiddler, banjo player, music historian, storyteller extraordinaire, and NPR's own Paul Brown. You can catch up with Paul and Across the Blue Ridge live in the beautiful outdoor amphitheater at the Blue Ridge Music Center on Saturday night, August 23rd at 7 o'clock. You'll find links to the complete summer schedule at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.